Pieces of Myself is a sculptural artwork presented on a tabletop. It is a collection of six felted objects, each one inside its own glass display. The felted objects are life-sized, anatomically correct representations of various parts of my body, needle-felted by hand from soft, fine, cream-coloured merino wool fibre. The objects are self-portraits. My skull is felted with the exact high narrow palate that I have inside my mouth due to my medical condition, Ehlers-Danlos syndrome. It is presented inside a spherical glass dome, and being soft felt, only as thin as my actual bone and teeth, it is squashed into the sphere so that some elements are distorted against the glass, symbolic of flexibility and adaptation. A large glass canister with a wooden lid displays my felted jawbone, the felted teeth clearly showing my dental crowding, also associated with my Ehlers-Danlos syndrome. Being a connective tissue disorder, EDS also causes my body parts to sublux and dislocate. My jawbone slips away when I eat and sleep. In this artwork, the jawbone sits alone in a space that feels a little bit too large. A small bell jar displays a single felted life-size vertebrae. This represents scoliosis and osteopenia, pain, fatigue, and mobility, and silent determination. I have backbone. A taller bell jar holds my felted heart. The ventricles and valves inside my felted heart are anatomically correct. The human heart is made up of significant amounts of connective tissue. People with EDS are prone to aortic root dilation, mitral valve prolapse, and cardiovascular issues. My heart feels vulnerable, brave, and full of empathy. Under a broad bell jar sits two sets of my toes. Mm-hmm. One set is upside down. The soft felt undermines pain associated with rheumatoid arthritis. It represents hidden loneliness, sensitivity, and functionality taken for granted. The last bell jar contains a life-sized representation of my left hand, mildly disfigured with my rheumatoid arthritis. My disabilities and abilities are held by my hands as stabby places of autoimmune pain and dysfunction, and as my tools for creation. In this self-portrait, my hand is holding the steel barbed felting needle used to create all of these works. Felting takes a long time, as does accessing appropriate healthcare, particularly for rare or invisible illnesses. The slow, gradual accumulation of pieces in this collection reflects my slowly growing familiarity with my body, thanks to medical science and care. I have many other conditions and diagnoses to represent here, and to continue to manage in time. Understanding and acceptance happens both personally and in community, so being able to share this collection in the context of this exhibition is an expression of my experience of disability pride.